happy with the direction the team is heading defensively the last couple of games, the last three games? Let's go last two.
The last two?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll narrow it down. Yeah, you know what? I think you look at the Jersey game and we defended well for the most part. They get a good break on the power play to bring it 3-2 and then 6-5. You know, it's a scramble. I don't think it's one where we're looking at, you know, where we're turning the puck over at the blue line or where we're giving up a lot of odd man rushes. So, and, you know, I think in New York they were very opportunistic. They make a great play on their first goal, and, you know, the third goal is a heck of a tip by Kreider. So, you know, I think for the most part we've defended real hard. I know we're still giving up 3 goals the last couple of games, but, you know, I think the quality of the chances we've been able to limit, and it's kind of kept us. We know the offense is going to come. I think we have enough guys that have enough skill that, you know, if we're down in a game or we're down by a couple goals, we don't need to break the game open and start trading chances in order to come back. I think you saw that against New York. We really stuck with it. We got that early power play, and, you know, maybe the power play hadn't been clicking early in the game like they're used to. They want to score every time, and yeah, they score a huge goal for us in the early third. I think you could really feel the momentum shifting there. So, you know, I think it starts in our own end, and it starts kind of just staying above the puck. I know it's sometimes not as exciting to watch that kind of hockey, especially with the speed our team has. But, you know, it's important that, you know, we're aware that, you know, we need to be a solid defensive team if we're going to be a successful team in this league.
What does a third period like that do for your club in the middle of a road trip like this where you have a day off, you can kind of forget about the game a little bit and then wrap it up here tonight?
Well, it's important, I think. You know, we're going into the third down 3, and, you know, a lot of times you're in a tough hole. It's going to be tough to come back. But I don't think at any one point in that game we felt like we were out of it. I thought, you know, for large stretches of time, we had a lot of zone time. We had a lot of good chances. Lundqvist was playing real solid. And the power play goes out there, and they score early in the third. And, you know, now a 2-goal deficit doesn't feel like such a big mount to climb. And it's really good. I think we talked about getting on a roll. And to get on a roll, you need to find ways to win games when you're down. And you need to find ways to hold on to leads. And, you know, if you get into overtime, to find ways to win those. And so far this road trip, we've been able to do that. And, you know, playing on the road, it always looks a little different than playing at home. And, you know, for us to be successful, we have to find ways to be good at both.
Adam, the NHL is expected to announce Seattle as an expansion team today. Just your thoughts on another team coming into the league?
Yeah, it's exciting, I think. You know, it balances out to 32 teams. And you saw how well Vegas did last year and the excitement it brought, and, you know, hopefully Seattle can come in and kind of emulate that success, maybe not at our expense, maybe, but you know, I think it's good anytime you can go into a new market and kind of grow the game and have another team. Seattle's a great city, so I think we're all excited for it.
Is the expansion draft, like, having been through one as a group, is it stressful at all on players in this league?
I think once the lists come out, then, you know, maybe that they get the guys that weren't protected, it's stressful for them. I think once you're protected, you kind of just have to wait and see what happens, who gets taken. Yeah, so I don't really have an answer for you. My dad was picked up in the expansion draft with Florida, so it's tough. You're going to lose a teammate, you're going to lose a friend, and they got to pack up and move, and it's never really easy on the family, so that's probably the worst part when you think about the expansion.